His cry of grace. Christ's fifth word from the cross. Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it into his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished, and bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Here our divine Redeemer utters his fifth word from the cross, I thirst. Here we view love's redeeming work completed, so that Scripture would be fulfilled. He whose redemptive work was foreordained from eternity past, before the foundation of the world, had finished his task. All things, towards which his lowly birth and suffering life pointed, all things, towards which all things were now accomplished, all things. He had suffered pain and punishment, as well as this craving for a little drink of water for 6 hours. He'd hung in deep, lonely anguish, restraining his torment until his task was finally completed. Here our representative man waited and waited, waited for love's accomplishment before calling for his own physical need. Here, our eternal, almighty substitute demonstrates his humanity, his glorious, immortal, perfect humanity. Here, our Lord Jesus Christ cried out, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. They filled a sponge. They put it on hyssop. And they put it to his mouth. Oh, I wonder who they were. Disciples? Women? Soldiers? Bystanders? The Jews? I wonder who they were. Here he was offered a stem of hyssop with a sponge moistened by sour vinegar. Here, one little act of kind compassion is all we witness of human tenderness shown to him through his whole ordeal. And we cannot be but thankful for this little ministry in giving momentary relief to this holy sufferer. But we have to ask, was even this cry one final act of godly love, ever inviting whoever will to come to him? Was this call for water, even now an offer to a parched and drying world who needs a saviour? Was this call for water, even now an offer to come and drink from the living water? Was this offer of comfort a call to the heart to be comforted by the eternal comforter? For whosoever shall give drink unto one of these little ones shall in no wise lose his reward. Oh, who can forget that great cry on that last day? That great last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Oh, he is ever ready to pour his life-giving waters of refreshment into our thirsty souls. Who can forget those astonishing truths in this great chapter, the last chapter of Scripture? Let him who is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Earlier, at the point of crucifixion, our Lord was offered a stupefying portion of pain-deadening wine. Earlier at Golgotha, he was proffered a deadening drink of wine mingled with myrrh and wormwood. Earlier, he refused this callous temptation to dull his senses and thus render Scripture void. For we are told that he was to drain the cup of suffering to its entirety. He was to be fully conscious and acutely aware in his bitter agonies. He was to be fully aware in this unfathomable responsibility that he carried. For it pleased the Lord to bruise him. God put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He who cried out, I thirst, is still ever willing to satisfy the spiritual thirst of all who come to him. All men are thirsty for God, for he designed us to be so. But multitudes do not know for whom they thirst, and satisfaction is sought in the wrong cisterns. Contentment is sought for in the indulgences of this world's stagnant puddles. But to those who cry, I thirst, he continues to answer, Come. Take of the waters of life freely, without money and without price. For Christ is truly the living fountain of life, the living water. There are many times in the lives of all believers that we, like our sin substitute, cry, I thirst. There are many times in our lives that we faint for the presence of the Lord. We faint for his presence, as a pilgrim desires water in a dry and an arid land. Let him who is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him drink of the water of life freely.